So much talk about this Oregon recruiting class, and probably the first name most of you heard was our next guest, and a first-team All-American quarterback at Montana State. He's already here in town working out. We welcome in Dakota Prukop. Dakota, I really appreciate your time. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So let's hit the rewind button. Your third start as the quarterback of the Bobcats, September 2014, against Eastern Washington. They had a pretty fair quarterback playing that day named Vernon Adams. Wild game, 52-51. What do you remember about that game, your first game in that conference as the starter?
It's funny because me and Vernon kind of relived that whole game not too long ago, talking about that. And after the game, he came up to me and was kind of like, hey man, I think you're the next big quarterback in this conference or whatever. And at that time I was young, and that was really my first real game, I felt like, and so that was cool to hear. But and then after that we connected through the phone and kept in touch ever since then. But it was a wild game. Their kicker tore his ACL, I think, in the third or fourth quarter, and we were up a touchdown in the fourth quarter, about 2-3 minutes ago. They're driving down. They get to a 4th and 12. Vernon hits a wheel route, converts the 4th and 12, and then they drive down all the way to the goal line. They score, and then their kicker had torn his ACL, so they have to go for two. And Vernon drops back and does what Vernon does best and gets into the end zone. And, you guys have seen that plenty of times. So, yeah, it was an awesome game, in the way, I wanted it to end, obviously. But, yeah, it was funny you bring that up.
You mentioned that you've kept in touch with Vernon ever since that game. And I'm just kind of curious, when you made the decision to transfer and look at playing at the FBS level, we'll still call it the FBS, how much did you rely on him, or how early did you call him maybe to get his guidance and his thoughts on the move and what he thought of doing that, from going from Eastern Washington to here? Not necessarily should you come here, but just the transition.
He was totally like my liaison for the whole process, and he was more than helpful. Anytime I'd call him, if he didn't answer, he'd call me back within the hour kind of deal. I think he was excited for me. He was excited for someone else to do what he had done. And, he's a very unselfish person and player. And, when it came down to it, he was like, hey, I did something. I had a lot of success. He's like, I want to see you have the same success. And that was kind of his whole take on the whole thing. And yeah, he never, and he was always like, you got to do what's best for you. And I actually talked to him multiple times about the different schools and different options, and he was always like, oh wow, that's a good school too, that's a good school too. And he wanted me, like most everyone else, to do what was best for me. Of course, he had a little bit, tried a little bit of sway towards Oregon. He obviously enjoyed it here, and that definitely weighed in on the decision, seeing how he felt about this place, only being here for what, a couple months.
Now, obviously, we've come to learn that some other rather prominent programs had an interest in your services, none other than reigning national champion Alabama. So I'm kind of curious as to what were some of the factors beyond VA that led you to decide that you want to make this choice and continue your career here in Eugene with the Ducks?
Yeah, it was a different situation because of the timetable I had. Total, you could probably say I had 3 weeks to really be like, the first week was really like, oh, this is a real thing, this is happening. And then really the last week and a half turned into, talking with coaches on a daily basis and all that. But it was such a quick timetable, and Oregon got so far ahead because the day, I let Vernon know, like, hey, I got my release or whatever, they were in contact. And they were far ahead of everybody else. And, I was a different situation. I didn't just, send my release out there to anyone. Our school was going through some coaching changes and staff changes, and the athletic department, you know, thought it was best if we try and stay away from a big media storm. So it was more so I had to make initial contact, and, you know, Vernon had expressed that there was serious interest. And so, you know, I sent it out to a lot of the other or to initially just, you know, Oregon and a few other places that were early on. And then from there, then all of a sudden, you know, a week after, you know, week and a half after, everyone got word of it. And that's when I, you know, had to deal with a lot of other schools. But, you know, Oregon was right there from the start. And Coach Lubick had came out and visited me before, you know, I had officially, I mean, I think maybe the day of that he arrived out in Montana to do a home visit was the first day that I think I officially got an offer from, you know, Michigan. And I think Texas was the next day after that, and then Alabama. But so they were probably, you know, a week and a half, 2 weeks ahead of everyone, which was a big deal because I had time to develop a relationship. They were on top of the academics, which is, you know, really important to me. They were ahead of that because they had dealt with the whole process with Vernon. So they knew that process better than anyone else, exactly what to do, the timetable for everything, you know, applying for a master's, choosing for a master's. And then when I got here, they had set up you know, meetings with the head of some colleges, and they were just on top of everything, and it just, you know, felt comfortable here. But no, I'd say the biggest thing was Coach Lubick and Coach Helfrich. Just in the short amount of time that I spent here, you know, developed a relationship with them, and they were coaches I really wanted to play for. And that's not knocking any other coaches, like not knocking Alabama, of course, obviously. But, you know, I had less time there, and you know, didn't really ever get to build a sort of trust. And, you know, that's important to a quarterback. It's important to, I think, you know, it should be important to any individual that, you know, it's going to go play for a coach. And these were some coaches I really wanted to go play for, and it just felt right in my gut.
We always get amazed at how sometimes our world is so big and yet so small at the same time. One of your star receivers is Mitchell Herbert, and he's from Eugene, and his younger brother just signed with Oregon as a quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
When you came and visited, did you get a chance to maybe hang out with both of them? And how cool is that, you know, you're coming to a town where you may not be really close friends with Justin Herbert, but you know a family, and you know, you know, someone is here that you're familiar with already?
Yeah, super, super neat. When I first got here, actually, for school, because Oregon starts school a lot earlier, Mitchell was still back home hanging out. And so I actually went over to his house and hung out and, you know, got to meet his younger brothers and stuff. And, you know, the Herbert family is a, you know, real, real good family. And if his younger brother has an ounce of what, you know, Mitch had, you know, he's going to be a really good player for Oregon. You know, I was blessed to be able to play with Mitch Herbert for 2 years. You know, he's the type of kid, he came in as a true freshman. I think his third or fourth start made a game-winning catch with 5 seconds left to go. Like, he just, nothing ever fazed him, and he just always performed. He was my guy I went to on third down, and any fourth down conversion I needed, he was the guy I went to. So if his younger brother has, you know, is half the man he is, he's going to do just fine here.
We're talking with Dakota Prukop, who's going to figure prominently in the mix to replace Vernon Adams as the Duck quarterback. And Dakota, you mentioned a little bit of an upheaval at the staff where you played, Rob Ash. But there's a new coordinator here. You mentioned Matt Lubick. What could you tell us about playing in that system at Montana State? And from what you've learned, maybe some of the similarities or differences you might experience here at Oregon.
Yeah, there's some similarities for sure. I'd say the base concepts, you know, the core of the offense is the same. And, you know, offenses like this, you know, Oregon initially started with Chip, you know, they just want to force the defense to hesitate. They want to, you know, get aligned fast, get plays off, a lot of moving parts, but at the same time, they're keeping it really simple on their own offensive guys. But to the opposing defense, the speed of play, the caliber of athletes, it forces, you know, linebackers, and it forces players that have to, you know, read certain offensive players. That forces them to hesitate, and when you can get a guy to hesitate, then you've got him beat. And that's how You let the athlete take over and, you know, go make plays because you've caused their, you know, let's, for example, their linebacker to hesitate and, you know, not get to the gap he needs to get to initially because he doesn't exactly know what's going on. And with the caliber of athlete they have here, it's much more relevant of why this offense is so successful. And so it's a little different, you know, because obviously we didn't have the speed. They didn't have the speed at Montana State that we have here at Oregon. So the offense was different, and you know there had to be a little more schematics going into it to create more open receivers, and you couldn't depend as much on just pure one-on-one matchups. And so that kind of changes the reads. It changes the reads that, you know, at Montana State, a lot of the reads were much more drawn out, and you had to really wait for guys to get open. And it worked, though. It worked because we had great possession receivers. But here at Oregon, they have guys that if you get a one-on-one matchup, that's something you're really going to look into because especially, you know, at the receiver position and the running back position, they're going to win. They're going to win a lot of those matchups.
How important is it for a guy like Vernon last year? He had to come into Eugene and hit the ground running because he joined 3 days into camp while I was
– Yeah.
You're here now, and you're able to get acclimated to the school schedule, develop a routine, you know, get to know your way around campus, and then take part in spring drills. How important is that for your development of just adjusting to, like you said, the speed of the game, the athlete of the game at this level, and not have to, you know, learn all of that and learn a playbook? Oh, and by the way, you have a game in 5 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've been, you know, on record saying this a couple times, but there's not many people that I would bet on being able to do what Vernon did in the short amount of time he did it. And so I realize how fortunate I am to have, you know, virtually, you know, what, 6 months extra to prepare for the first game opposed to what he had. And, you know, of course, I'm hoping, you know, that'll show. But, you know, that was definitely that also played into the deciding factor because, you know, I played against Vernon. I knew what kind of quarterback he was. I know what kind of quarterback I am. And when it comes down to it, you know, I was like, wow, look what Vernon did. Look at the success he had in the short amount of time that he was there. And, you know, I had an opportunity to come in here and, you know, have a whole year, you know, I feel like. And, you know, that was extremely enticing because I just felt, you know, hey, with that time, you know, who knows, you know, the possibilities are limitless.
Yeah, Dakota, if memory serves correct, in the 2 years, you got to face one FBS team. You guys went to Jonesboro and took on Arkansas State. And, you know, next year alone, you're going to go play that big, bad defense at Salt Lake City, Lincoln to take on Nebraska at USC. I mean, is that kind of daunting, exciting, or maybe a combination of both?
Oh, that's, you know, it's exciting. I'm excited to be able to play alongside some of the best athletes in the nation. And really, I think, you know, it's just going to make my job easier because your job as a quarterback, you know, one, you got to manage the game. Two, don't allow, you know, center exchange or running back exchange issues. And three, get the ball to the best players in open space. And around here, any one of the players you get to the ball is your best player. And they can, they got three or four guys on this offense that if they get the ball in their hands and they have a little bit of open space, they have a chance to turn it into a touchdown at any given moment. And that's deadly, and especially in an offense like this that moves fast and forces defenses to play base defense and, you know, sit on their heels because they don't exactly know what you're doing.
And the limited amount of time you've been able to spend with those athletes, those receivers and those running backs and the tight ends, what's been your impressions of a guy like Carrington or Stanford or Charles Nelson or a guy like Royce Freeman? Like it seems like it goes on and on and on of how
exactly
many good athletes there are.
Exactly, and it's actually, you know, it's actually been surprising and eye opening and exceeded my expectations. You know, I knew that the caliber of athlete here was just, you know, a whole different beast, but you know, just working out with these guys, watching these guys move. Just the way they can go up and, you know, fish a ball out of the air, make a quarterback look good. It's just exciting is the word. It's exciting. It's almost, you know, like it's a quarterback's dream.
Now, I know today you've been pulled in many directions, but we really appreciate you taking the time to stop by and talk with us. You can follow him on Twitter. Just simply go at Dakota Prukop. I know a lot of people are really excited to see what you can do in that Duck uniform. So congratulations on the move and best of luck. And Dakota, as we get closer to the season, hope to catch up and talk with you and talk some Duck football again.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thanks, Dakota.
All right, have a good one.